Welcome to Live Your Full Life Now podcast. We just started a new series. This is our second one on the subject of manage your health, but it also ties in with the previous subject that I believe we had 10 teachings on, which was how to manage your time to manage your life. So another way we can manage our time is to manage our health, so we stay healthy, so we're not spending our time, resources, energy, and money on getting healthy. So this is mostly about preventive measures that we can take. And I quoted scripture for you guys of how important it is for us to take this as a necessity, this notion that we do have to rest and not take it for granted. And I would like to quote another scripture, and that is Mark 6, verses 30 through 31. And this is when Jesus feeds the 5,000. So here it goes. It says, the apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. So Jesus is telling his disciples, he knew that they were busy taking care of other people for him. And he's inviting him. He says, come with me, and I'm going to take you a quiet place to get some rest. What a great scripture. I mean, this is not only rest for our mind, but rest for our body too. When you're tired, in your body, obviously, physically, you need to rest. But sometimes maybe you're tired in your mind. And I think a great place to go is to go with Jesus, because he says, come to me. And I think if you spend some time in scripture and prayer, and spending some time in his presence, that will give rest to your mind, definitely. Although the subject is mostly about rest in your body. I also want to talk about, now that we have the rest part covered, the other part that I want to talk to you guys about is eating the right food and drinking water. Now, like I said, we definitely have to be proactive in keeping ourselves healthy. Okay, honestly, I think it's very vital to keep ourselves healthy, because to be honest with you, I feel like when we make wrong choices about our health, when we don't care whether we stay healthy or not, and we want to do whatever we want to do, we're kind of being selfish. Because think about it, if you get sick, if you have loved ones, don't you think that your sickness or discomfort will affect them and their lives? People around us, people, our loved ones, are, you know, parents, brothers, sisters, children, cousins, friends, coworkers, whoever, they pretty much have to stop what they do and come and take care of us. They have to spend their resources, their time, and they may already be overworked as it is, taking care of their own lives. Now they have to stop that and come and commit resources to take care of us, which is fine. That's what friends and family is for, but not if we neglected knowingly to take care of ourselves. Like, I think to me, that's selfishness. If you're aware of how we can take care of ourselves and we're not doing it because we don't feel like it or we don't want to, I think we're being selfish. So I think it's really important to think about that. Think how your actions will affect your loved ones. And God forbid, if something happens to you, how will it change other people's lives in your lives? How will it affect them? So it definitely has a domino effect. We definitely have a responsibility before God to take care of ourselves, because not only it affects us, but it affects our loved ones, and it also affects our calling for God. We're here to do good works. We're here to accomplish God's will for our lives. And if we're not taking care of us, we're not going to accomplish that, right? So it is definitely a disobedience when we decide not to take care of ourselves. So eating the right food, I mean, there is so much information out there, honestly, and it could be really confusing of what to eat, what not to eat, what was good at one point, now it's bad for you, and then they come up with another study like years later, oh no, actually that's really good for you, and it can be extremely confusing. But I think you would all agree, or most of you would agree, that eating the right food has to do with eating real food. Eating the food that God created, you know, eating whole foods, a food that is not processed food, it's not pretty much man-made, right? So try to eat, I mean, not try, just choose to eat healthy food, choose to eat real food, and whole food, a food that is not processed, and maybe cut down on the food that is processed. And cutting down on sugar, obviously everybody knows that eating too much sugar is not good for you. And it actually does so much damage when people eat more than what they should, sugary food, processed food. So that's something that we have to make it a goal in our lives to choose what we eat. I mean, anytime somebody offers you something, even samples of food, think about how will this food affect me? How will it affect my mind, my body? And I think it would help you if you do some research on the things that you put in your body. Go look up the pros and cons, what health benefits does this thing have, and the opposite, and how much damage can it do? So if you do that, you will be more mindful of what you're putting in your body. You won't just go with whatever you feel like it. I feel like, ice cream and cookies and chips all day long. Well, why don't you find out exactly what they do with our bodies? And I'm honestly not against these things. I actually like them and enjoy them, but I try to limit them myself, and I'm not always successful like everybody else. Sometimes, we give in to temptation to eat those things. But for me to be more mindful of it, I have to do research and study and read the damages that these things do. Then it's easier for me to say no to them. So I would highly recommend that you do the same. Another thing besides eating the real food is drinking water. And I think this subject is overlooked. And sometimes we think, well, if I drink tea or coffee or soda, that's liquid, that's water, that's good enough, right? No, not really. You're supposed to eat, I'm sorry, drink healthy, clean water. And they used to say 8 cups of water, but then it came out that it really depends on your weight, and you're supposed to drink half of your weight in ounces. Okay, so somebody, let's say, who weighs 120 pounds, they're supposed to drink 60 ounces of water a day. And you may say, wow, that's way too much. There's no way I can drink that much. I'm going to feel like a whale if I drink that much water. I totally understand, especially if you're not used to it. But start small, make it a goal maybe to drink 1 or 2 cups a day and put it on your calendar. Then give yourself a star if that day you finish 2 cups a day. Then gradually next day, maybe increase it by another cup, and the following week by another cup. Make it a goal to reach that, whatever half of your weight in ounces is. And trust me, you're going to feel so much better if you do, because what does water do for our body? It does so much. Honestly, it cleans our body of toxins. It's good for our skin. It helps our metabolism. It's great for weight loss. It increases our energy. A lot of times people think they're hungry, but they're really just dehydrated. It mixes the signal of thirst with hunger. It cuts down on your appetite. And most importantly, it helps your immune system be stronger. And again, a lot of times people have headache and they don't know why they have headache, and it's because they're dehydrated. I'm not saying all the time, dehydration is the cause of headache, but a lot of times it is. People that are dehydrated can start having headaches. So try that next time you're having a headache, start drinking water. So there's tons of benefits. Do your own research. These are just some basic ones that I went over as far as drinking water. And so these two things, let's keep that this teaching just strictly to these two things: eating healthy, healthy real food, whole food, and drinking water. This must be a must in your goals. This is part of staying healthy. This is part of preventive measure. So we're going to continue this teaching and go over a different subject as far as keeping us healthy. So until then, God be with you and God bless you.